If you know any children's song, this will not be unfamiliar.
如果你们知道儿童歌曲的，这个你们可能很熟悉。
Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mind, what you think. Be careful, little mind, what you think. For the Father up aboveLooking down in love, be careful, little mind, what you think. What you think and what's in the heart is what comes out of your mouth. Isn't that true?
他刚才说这个歌里唱到的是第一部段是说你要小心你的小嘴巴说出来的东西，因为天上的父会听到。然后第二段讲的是小心你的脑子里想的事情，因为你想的事情天父知道，而且你想了什么你就会说什么。
A little analogy. That guitar is the first one that my father bought me.
Oh, 这个吉他是我爸爸给我买的第一把吉他。
It's 50 years old.
有五十年了。
I'm still learning how to play it.
我还在学怎么来弹这个吉他。
So does it surprise you that it takes us a lifetime to learn how to communicate?
所以如果吉他有这么难弹的话大家是不是觉得很自然？就是说，我们呢，学习交流也是一辈子的功课。
Communicating one to another is much harder than playing a guitar.
人与人之间的交流，其实要比人弹一个吉他要难多了。
And communicating requires someone speaking, someone listening.
交流需要两件事情，有一个人要说话，另一个人要听见。
Now I'm hard of hearing.
他说我耳朵不好，听不太清楚。
And so.We have a running joke between my wife and I.
所以呢，我的太太常常跟我开玩笑。
If she's looking away from me, and she could say, "I want you to buy the Brooklyn Bridge."
啊，她说她如果背对着我的说，我叫你把布鲁克林那个桥买下来。
And because I cannot hear it clearly, but I love her, I say, "Okay, I love you."
她说因为我听不清楚，我就会说好吧，我就把它买了。
So I could be buying all sorts of things and said yes and don't know, have any idea what I did.
他说我可以说好的好的，对很多事情我都不知道说的是什么。
So hearing and communication are part of the same subject.
他说听见跟交流是几乎是同一件事情。
But so is speaking. So speaking and hearing are critical.
所以呢，讲话跟听见是非常重要的。
Now you can get lessons on this. You can go to the business world and learn how to communicate.
他说其实外面有很多课程教我们如何来交流，特别是做business， 做生意的话是特别要学习这些。
But there's a problem with that.
但是有一个问题。
God refers to the heart.
神关心的是我们的心。
And once you're a believer, once you know Jesus Christ.
一旦你是一个信徒，当你信靠主耶稣基督的时候
，You begin to understand that what he says is true。
你就开始理解神说的话，耶稣说的话是真实的。
And he says it this ways: out of the heart, the mouth speaks。
他说我们说出来的话都是从心里发出来的。
You know this。
你们都知道这件事。
If a man is bitter and angry。
如果一个人是苦读
His communication takes on the same thing.
他讲出来的话就充满了苦读和愤怒。
If he's married, he seems angry, not peaceful, toward his wife.
如果他是一个结婚的人，
And children.
他就会对他的太太和对他的孩子就非常的
The same is true for a wife.
对一个的太太也是这样。
If she is not at peace,
如果他心里没有平安的话
Then she communicates that to her children.
她就把这些她的这个苦读就倒在了孩子身上。
So we speak in many different ways, but the heart of the matter is what Christ is after.
所以我们讲话可以有各种各样的技巧，但是我们的心是基督要问我们的。
So let's cover some basics first.
所以让我们先讲一些基础的事情。
In the beginning,
在最初的时候
，Genesis 2,
创世纪第二章
，we have a picture.Of God and His created man and woman.
所以呢，我们就有 神和他创造的人，男人和女人。
At that point, there was no sin.
在那个时候还没有罪。
It's not a myth. It's history. It's true.
这个不是一个玄妙的事情，而是是历史，是真实的。
If you know me, you know I teach biblical creation. Much of our foundation in the scripture, Old and New Testament, comes out of Genesis.
他说你如果知道我的话，我的大量的工作都是关于神的创造，因为我相信神的创造是一切事情的起源。
So you did not come from some sort of pond scum. He created mankind smart, intellectual, and able to communicate from the beginning.
所以呢，我们并不是慢慢的从一个水藻里面演化出来的，而是我们从原初的时候，我们就知道应该如何交流。
So if you're taking any notes, if you want to look at verses 15 to 17.
所以让我们来看创世纪第二章十五到十七节。
The following ones from 18 to 20.
然后十八到二十。
And 22 to 25.
然后二十二到二十五。
And if you put those together, what you have is a picture of communication from the beginning.
如果你把这几段放在一起，你就看到，原初的交流。
There was no miscommunication.
这里面没有任何的误会。
The words are clear.
话语是非常清晰的。
And God was intended from the beginning to be in the picture.
神从原初的时候，他就在这个图画里面。
So he talked on a regular basis. We don't know the details with Adam and Eve.
所以呢，虽然我们不知道细节，但是我们知道神是给亚当跟夏娃讲了很多的事情。
They knew no comparison.
所以这是一个无比的一件大的事情。
You could say he was handsome, but that's comparative.
你如果说亚当是很英俊的话，这是一个比较的事情。
And he could say she was beautiful, but what do you compare to?
所以如果说美丽的话，你用什么来比较？
So there was no shame between the two of them. They could be with or without clothing. They weren't at the beginning. There was no shame.
所以亚当跟夏娃，因为他们没有什么可以比较的，所以他们心里没有羞耻感。
And it was customary for God to be walking with them.
所以呢，当时也是一件很常规的一件事情，神经常与亚当跟夏娃同行。
Especially endearing or heartwarming part is when God explains that He made the woman and took her back Himself and gave him to Adam.
他说。这是当他神创造了夏娃，然后亲自把夏娃交给亚当的时候，是多么美好的一件事情。
And that's why at the end of Genesis first chapter, he says it was all very good. No disease, no sickness, no miscommunication. They walked freely.
所以在那个创世纪第一章结束的时候，神说一切都是美好，没有误会，没有疾病。
Now, the reason I mention this is because Genesis is also one place we can point to that through Christ alone, we can regain that relationship that was intended from the beginning.
我们为什么要知道创世纪的事情呢？因为我们要知道这个，就知道这是神的旨意，让我们能够通过主耶稣，我们是可以恢复到那时的状态。
But because we are so depraved, we're sinful, when God comes in, it takes a while, like the length of that guitar that I referred to. It takes a while for things to come around.
但是我们心里有这么多的罪行，所以如果我们要学习交流的话，我们要学习相当长的时间。
And we'll see that in some of the scriptures.
我们可以在这些经文里面可以看到。
So then we come into the New Testament. We have the fulfillment of what is spoken of in the Old Testament that sins might be forgiven.
然后我们来到新约的时候，我们就看到我们的罪是可以被饶恕的。
And if you remember the conversations with Nicodemus in John chapter 3,
如果你们记得在约翰福音第三章，耶稣跟尼哥底母的交谈。
Nicodemus is a reasonably educated, well-grounded Jewish man.
尼哥底母受过很好的教育，他是是一个非常是一个有身份的犹太人。
In our terms, he would be a righteous and good man.
如果我们碰到尼哥底母的话，我们觉得他是一个非常不错的人。
And yet Christ tells him he needs to be born again.
但是耶稣跟他说你要重生。
Because something is at work with him, inside of him, that began when sin entered in Genesis chapter 3.
因为他里面是有问题的，而且这个问题是从创世纪第三章最进入我们的时候就带来的。
So even he, something had to reverse inside his heart in order for him to come back into fellowship with God first and also fellow man.
所以如果尼哥底母要跟神要有美好的关系，也跟周围的人要有美好的关系的话，他心里有一些东西他要反转过来才可以。
So think of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as this.
所以让我们来这样想，主耶稣基督。
He is the perfect communicator.
他是一个完美的交流者。
So he is the Son of the living God, but he's also the perfect communicator.
他是神的儿子，他也是一个完美的交流者。
So how he says things, where he says them, how he gives examples, his patience, even his judgments are all without sin. They're perfect.
所以呢，他如何讲话，在哪里讲话，他如何来表达这些事情，甚至包括他的有一些比较重的话，都是讲的是毫无罪性。
And he says we are supposed to become more like him.To attain some measure of Jesus Christ, which means that return again to close that gap with God and with each other.
所以呢，圣经里说我们要有耶稣基督的形象，所以这是我们要追求的。我们要像耶稣基督一样的交流，这样呢，我们来跟神跟人都有美好的关系。
Want to give you a couple of examples? They're very brief.
让我来给你几个例子。
In Mark chapter 4:10-12.
马可福音第四章十到第十二节。马可福音第四章十到十二节。
And when he was alone, those around him with the twelve asked him about the parables. So it's not just the twelve disciples, it's any of the people that would follow him, and crowds were following him.
在无人的时候跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思，所以这不仅是十二个门徒，还有一些追随他的人。
But these were the ones that said, "I believe in you, Jesus. I want to know what you say. I want to have the life that you have."
这些是耶稣的追随者，他们说我们相信你，我们要有跟你一样的生命。
He says an interesting thing.
所以耶稣的回答很有趣。
To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables.
耶稣说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻。
Think of this. Jesus Christ measures what he says, depending upon who he speaks to.
所以主耶稣讲话的时候是根据对象而定。
There are some things that you can tell an adult, but you cannot tell a child.
我们都知道有些事情你可以跟成年人讲，但是跟孩子讲是不合适的。
There are some things you can tell a 12-year-old that a 4-year-old will not understand.
如果你要跟一个十二岁小朋友讲的话的话，跟一个四岁的讲，他们是听不懂的。
There are things spiritual that God says there are some things I can understand and other things.Are more difficult.
所以有一些属灵的事情，是比较能够理解的，但是有一些是比较困难的。
Because we have to learn. To learn, we have to receive communication.
所以呢，我们就需要学习。然后我们如果需要学习的话，我们就要能够听进去，然后才能够学会。
And Jesus had to do the same thing.
所以耶稣的工作也是这样。
The difference is he does it perfectly.
这跟我们不一样的是，耶稣基督是完美的。
So he was called first to the Jewish people because they were the ones that were appointed to bring this word to us.
所以他先去的是犹太人那边，因为这是神的定旨所定下来的。
And even then, Christ says, "I've given you the keys to the kingdom, but others, I speak in parables."
啊，耶稣说，所以天国的钥匙我给你们，但是对于一些别的人，我要用比喻来讲。
I can tell, for instance, I have a brother that's not born again.
他说我能够看得出来，我有一个兄弟，他没有信主。
I can speak to him concerning being saved about Jesus Christ.
我也跟他讲，如何能够得到耶稣基督的救恩。
And even then, I have to be very careful how and when I do it, or he will not hear at all.
所以呢，但是我跟他讲的时候，我特别小心，在哪里，在什么时候说，不然的话，他根本就听不见。
But for me to give him a sense of scripture would be foolish.
所以如果我跟他引用经文的话，我就会很傻。
Because he does not understand from the heart from whence I speak.
因为他的心里是不能够理解。
So communication then has to be careful.
所以我们交流的时候要谨慎。
You have to be led of the Holy Spirit.
所以需要圣灵来引领。
Because our tongue is very unruly.
因为我们的舌头是非常不听话的。
It's part of the process of salvation occurring within us.
所以当救恩在我们的内心工作的时候。
Yes, we must be born again.
是的，我们要重生。
But there's also a salvation that's being worked into us as we walk.
所以呢，救恩在我们内心在我们的在走这个成圣的过程当中，还是有很多工作的。
So then it's not a surprise that on occasion, sometimes frequently, we have difficulty communicating with each other. Don't feel alone.
所以的话，如果大家在交流当中有困难的话，不要感到很奇怪，这是很正常的事情。
Another one that's critical. We'll look at Luke chapter 5, verse 16.
路加福音第五章第十六节。路加福音第五章十六节。
This is one of several instances where this is mentioned.
这是在圣经里提到过不少次。
16, one sentence, but he withdrew to a desolate places and pray.
这里就有一句话，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
Christ, the Son of God, with perfect relationship with the Father.
所以呢，基督呢是一个完美的儿子，他跟天父有美好的关系。
Christ, who is Emmanuel, or God with us,
他的名字叫以马内利，神与我们同在。
Had to set himself apart frequently. It says in one scripture, he did it often.
就连耶稣基督也要常常，把时间分别出来与天父。
In order to pray.
所以他可以来祷告。
In other places, he tells us not to forget to pray.
在一些别的地方提醒我们不要忘记祷告。
Once you know Jesus Christ, you've been born again.
一旦你认识耶稣基督之后，你就会重生。
The first line of communication that must change, must begin to change.
说我们的第一交流就马上要改变。
Is between you and God.
我们的第一交流就是我们跟神的交流。
If something has been born within,
如果内心里有了重生，
because if you're born again, there's a deposit that's been placed within you.
所以如果我们重生的时候，这里面就有一个种子。
And one of your primary purposes, first, is to get to know the very one who created you.
我们的第一优先就是要认识我们的神。
You can't do that without communication.
我们不跟神交流是不可能认识神。
Yes, he communicates through the word.
是的，他当然是用他的圣经对我们讲话。
But he told the leaders of this day, of that day.
他告诉当时的领袖们。
He said, "You read the scriptures, and you think that's all there is."
他跟那些法利赛人说，你读了这些圣经，你以为就是这些意思。
And they speak of me.
但是你不知道，他是讲的是我的事情。
So the intention of the word is to for you to begin to bring alive that relationship with Him directly.
所以，圣经里面的话的目的是让我们跟神能够有直接的关系。
The word is not enough.
所以呢，单单的读圣经字面的意思是不够的。
If the word was in whole enough, Jesus would never have had to pray to the Father.
啊，如果说圣经就够了的话，那耶稣基督他就不需要祷告了。
We are intended, remember the beginning, to walk and talk with God.
所以呢，我们起初的神创造的意思就是我们要不断的与神同行，与神交流。
So brothers and sisters, if you are dry in your soul,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你灵里枯干的话，
Yes, stay in the word.
当然要读经。
But talk to him.
但是要跟神讲话。
If that communication cannot begin to take place, how will it ever take place between brother and sister and brother and brother?
所以如果你跟神都没有交流的话，跟神没有关系，你如何能够跟弟兄姐妹们有美好的关系？
That's what makes this different for the Christian.
所以这是我们基督徒之间关系的不同之处。
Compared to going to a class on learning how to communicate better.
这个跟世上的那些交流的课程是不一样。
Your communication with each other as brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄姐妹之间的交流
is dependent upon your knowing that you have communication with God.
是起源于我们与神的美好的交流。
What is his intention?
所以，这个目的是在哪里呢？
John 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章，约翰福音十四章二十一节。
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
有了我的命令，又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
That manifestation is meant to be first person, direct.
所以这里的显现的意思就是这是第一个直接交流的人。
Many times, even in the Philippines, when I share with young people,
很多时候在菲律宾的时候我跟年轻人分享。
Most of these have been brought up in Christian church since they were infants.
很多这些小孩在婴儿的时候就在教会里长大。
And sooner or later in our conversations, I begin to ask a question like this.
所以呢，在我们交流的时候，我就会问他们这样一个问题。
Have you ever heard God speak to your heart?
你有没有从来听到神对你的心说话？
And almost invariably, it gets very quiet.
每一次大家就安静下来。
It's his intention to have direct contact with us, to manifest himself to us, as the scripture says.
所以神对我们的显现就是他与我们的交流。
It shows you the importance of this communication that has to occur between us and him.
所以我们跟神的这个垂直的交流是非常非常重要的。
If that is not a spiritual reality, then identifying the Christ between brother and sister is impossible.
所以如果我们没有跟神的亲密的交流的话，我们弟兄姐妹之间的交流是根本不可能的。
Now, does this happen all at once?
我这么说到你要问了，是不是马上就可以发生呢？
Of course not.
当然不可能。
How long does it take a child to speak?
你们想想要小孩子要学说话要等多少年？
How long does it take an adult to clarify what he's saying on a subject he has not learned before?
就算我们成年人，如果我们要跟别人解释一个新的一个题目的话，要花多少时间才能讲清楚？
And so God works with us because you must understand we come to Jesus Christ because we're depraved, we're sinners.
啊，所以呢，神跟我们说，我们要跟他们交流，因为我们是败坏的，我们是罪人。
Remember, it means that that fellowship intended from the beginning was broken.
我们要记得，起初的时候，神跟人之间完美的关系已经被罪性给破坏了。
And through Christ and His shed blood, we can be forgiven for our sins, and we establish a communication.
所以呢，主耶稣基督的救恩呢，就又修复了我们跟神的关系，我们又可以跟神交流。
Another question I ask young people, you can ask yourself.
还有一个问题，我经常问年轻人，你们也可以问自己。
Because it can't be answered mentally, it has to be answered from the heart.
而且要提醒大家，不要用脑子来回答这个问题，而是要用心来回答这个问题。
And I ask the young person, do you know that Jesus loves you?
你是不是真的知道耶稣爱你？
Do you know that you know that you know?
所以你知不知道？你是知道，你知道这件事情。
And if the young person says, "No, I know where he is." If he says, "I'm not sure,"
如果一个年轻人说我也不是很清楚，
then he is not sure.
那他就还是没有
The intention of the Father is to manifest Himself to us, to know Him in a personal way.
所以这个年轻人还是没能够理解。神的根本的目的是让我们跟他有一个亲密的、直接的、个人的关系。
Think of it. Isn't that what the Gospels are all about?
我们仔细想一想，难道这不就是福音的一切的内容吗？
That he walks with them, talks with them, speaks to them.
讲话。
Even when they don't get it.
就算他们听不懂的时候，他也还是耐心跟他们讲。
Even when they're impatient.
就连那些门徒们也听得不耐心。
Even when they make mistakes,
就连他们犯错误的时候。
Peter said, "Where else can I go to get the words of life?"
彼得说，我还能到哪里去找生命呢？
And he wasn't speaking of just the written word. He was speaking of a face-to-face contact with the living God.
所以彼得讲的并不仅仅是一些写下来的字句，而是他跟耶稣直接的那个个人的关系。
So in many places I go, I say, "Do you know him?"
所以很多时候我就问我去的时候跟问别人，你认不认识神？
Because on the subject of communication, if that's not established, then get it established.
如果你跟神没有一个直接的交流的话，你要赶快把这个建立起来。
Humbly,
谦卑的
talk to him,
跟神讲话。
That was what was intended.
因为那是神
from the beginning,
原初的。
He said in one place where he talks about an unjust judge.
他讲到有一个不公正的一个法官。
Ignoring a widow's plea for justice.
他就是一直不管一个寡妇的一个请求，公义的请求。
Finally, the unjust judge says, "I'm going to grant her wish because she is wearing me out."
但是因为这个寡妇不停的求，不停的求，不停的求，这个法官最后说：“算了算了，我还是听他的，因为他让我累得要死。”
And at the end of the same portion of Scripture, God says, "That's what's intended for you, but will he find faith on the earth when he comes?" He ends with that question.
最后他说的时候，这些事情是讲你们呢，你们有没有知道要求父神这样
？So do you pray to a book? No.
你是对一个书祷告吗？不是的。
The personal relationship and the conversation with God, whatever he says, will always agree with the word.
当然我们的关系跟神的关系都是跟圣经是相符合的。
But this is just your signpost. You're intended to have direct contact with the Holy Spirit.
他说这些圣经里面的话只是给我们一个很重要的一个框架，但是通过这个框架我们跟神要有真实的交流。
To be able to hear him.
才能够听到他讲话。
To be able to understand that you're loved by him.
才能够真正让我们知道我们是真的是被耶稣所爱的。
And as that begins to grow,then communication with brother and sister gets richer and richer and richer.
当神的爱在我们心中成长的时候，我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系就会更加的丰富。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
hold to the word.
要抓紧神的话语。
But the word points to a living, real, alive, direct, intended relationship between you and God.
但是这些话指向的是一个又真又活的美好的与神的直接的关系。
And if that doesn't become true in us, how can it possibly become true between us?
如果我们跟神没有这样活生生的美好的关系，我们彼此之间怎么可能有美好的关系呢？
And that's what makes the Christian different.
这是让我们基督徒，让我们教会跟与世界不一样的地方。
So what does it take to communicate better?
所以我们需要怎么做才能更好的交流呢？
First, I would recommend you review about the Holy Spirit.
第一，我希望你真的是仔细的思考关于圣灵的事情。
He is the express image of what God says.
所以呢，他可以表达神要说的话。
In Hebrews it says, Christ is the perfect replica, representation of God to us.
所以基督是神，从神而来的完美的表现。
The work of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ, cannot be separated.
所以圣灵的工作是不可以跟这个来分开的。
Because his intention is to speak and guide us.
所以呢，圣灵的话呢，它的目的是要来引导我们。
And that living relationship then feeds everything else.
然后这一个跟神的活生生的关系，可以指引我们一切的事情。
So if you need to review, look at John 14.
所以如果你要看一看呢
，Just write it down. I'm not going to go through it.
John 14:15
to 26.
第十五到二十六，他说我不会读，但是你可以做一个笔记。
John 16:7-15.
Hey, 约翰福音，can you say it again?
John 16:7-15.
第七到第十五节。
Look at them, read them. They're meant to be real.
所以，请大家要看，因为这些事情都是真实的。
Because his name, even in the scripture, is helper.
所以圣灵的名字是帮助者。
Tell me, what does it do good to be a helper if he can't communicate with you?
作为一个帮助者的话，他如果不能够交流的话，他能够帮什么事情？
How can he help?
如果圣灵不能够交流的话，怎么帮助我们？
If it says, if God Himself, Jesus says, the Helper will come to lead you and guide you.
所以如果基督说有一个帮助者会来指引你们的话，
How can He do that unless you hear Him?
所以圣灵如何能够帮助我们，如果我们不能够听到他呢？
Now the Word will point to what He says, and He can even point to the Word directly. But His intention, like walking with the disciples, is to be direct with us if we are open to it.
所以呢，圣经是有给我们一定的方向，但是圣灵会给我们很具体的同行的一些指引。
And with that developing in our hearts, then we have a basis by which to communicate that love between us.
当我们跟圣灵有一个美好的关系的时候，慢慢的发展起来的时候，我们彼此之间就能够美好的交流。
So communicating better, what might it take?
所以我们要做些什么才能够交流得更好呢？
The most common scripture spoken of at every wedding speaks directly to communication.
所以有一段经文是专门讲这件事情。
You know what it is?
你们知道在哪里吗？
I haven't been to a wedding as Christian. I haven't quoted part of 1 Corinthians 13.
是。哥林多前书的十三章。
You can look at it.
我们可以看一看。
Love is patient. Ever be in a heated argument?
爱是很久忍耐。你们有没有在一些比较激烈的争论里面
？Patience gets forgotten quickly.
耐心一会儿就不见了。
Love is kind. Have you ever been in a conversation and been unkind in your words? I have.
所以你有没有讲话的时候用不友好的话语？
It doesn't envy or boast.
爱是不嫉妒，不自夸。
Have you ever spoken arrogantly?
你有没有很傲慢的讲过话？
I mean, or rudely? I mean, I'm guilty.
或者比较粗，他说我常常这样。
Think of these. All of these terms are speaking of how, for instance, Wei and I would talk to each other.
这些就是我们之间可以如何来讲话。
Remember? A husband, the father of the house, if he's angry, has an angry attitude, it affects the wife.
Yeah, so
every wife knows this.
所以说每一个婚姻里面大家都知道，如果一个丈夫总是非常的愤怒的话，会影响他的太太。
If either mom or dad, either parent, or only one parent, has an angry, unpeaceful attitude, is rude, who picks it up first? The child.
所以如果父母之间哪怕只有一个是心里没有平安，总是很粗鲁的话，第一受害的是他们的孩子。
So, if you want to improve communication,
所以你如果要
meditate on how you communicate.
所以如果你要改进你的交流方式的话，你要静下来，
仔细地思考
你是如何交流。
When you speak, ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
当你讲话的时候，你要让圣灵来帮助你。
Remember, His name is Helper.
因为圣灵的名字就是帮助者。
Some of these things are so simple.But they're so hard to apply.
事情非常的简单，但是非常难。
They are hard for me to apply.
对我来说也是困难。
I've known the Lord for almost 50 years. I'm still working on it.
他说我已经认识神有五十年了，还在继续做努力的改进。
So if you feel lost and it's too much, I understand.
所以你如果觉得有一点困难的话，我能够理解。
But that doesn't lessen their truthfulness.
但是我们的挣扎，并不是说这些真理是不对的。
And these fundamentals about yes, he's intending to be direct with us, to direct our steps, is true.
所以最根本的一件事情，根本的真理我们要知道，神要跟我们建立直接的关系。
One of my favorite things to teach, other than the Gospels, is Acts.
所以。我有一个很喜欢的一本书是《使徒行传》。
Acts is full of examples where a believer hears something and responds and obeys.
所以在《使徒行传》里面，你们可以看到，很多时候使徒们听到神说的话，他们马上就遵行。
Now, we are equal, co-heirs with Christ, if you know Him.
所以我们要知道，我们之间是平等的，我们都是。神的继承者。
Which means you have the same ability to respond to Christ, to respond to the Holy Spirit as Paul did. Is that true?
所以我们要记得，我们跟保罗一样，我们跟保罗有同样的能力，应该是可以回应神的旨意。
Is God partial? Some people He loves more and speaks to, and others He does not. Is that true?
难道神有偏爱吗？难道神会爱保罗多一点，爱我们少一点吗？
That is blatantly false.
这是完完全全错误。
Paul went to go into a region.
保罗去一个亚洲那地区。
The Holy Spirit forbade him.
圣灵不让他去。
So he took his entourage and he went to the next town.
所以呢，他就转过去到了下一个地方。
And the Holy Spirit forbade him there.
圣灵还是不让他去。
Then he had a dream and finally went to Macedonia, where we were supposed to go.
所以在梦里面，圣灵对他讲话，要他去马其顿，那是神要他去的地方。
Tell me, did he go to the Old Testament to find a scripture that said don't go to this place or that place?
所以你们现在想一想，他有没有可能到旧约里面翻一堆，能够找到说在这个时候神要他去的地方是马其顿的
？No,
当然不可能了。
The Holy Spirit spoke to him.
所以呢，圣灵
Don't go there.
直接跟他说：“你不要去亚洲。”
Brothers and sisters, I could give you story after story after story. But if you don't believe he can actually direct your steps, how will you learn to communicate with God any better?
所以弟兄姐妹，我可以给你很多很多这样的例子，但是你要知道有一点，如果你不相信神可以直接对你讲话的话，你怎么能够遵行神在目前给你的指引呢？
I can tell you in conversations,
我可以告诉你在一个对话当中，
where I have been checked by the Holy Spirit, don't say that.
我能够听到圣灵跟我说，不要这样讲。
I can't explain to you, it's not something audible.
我不能够解释你给你听，这不是说一个听得见的话语。
But the older I've gotten in the Lord, the more it happens.
但是我在跟神同行越久，我就越来越能够在心里能够听到神对我讲的话。
I'm probably emphasizing this because the Holy Spirit impresses upon me the need that you have.
我之所以在强调这件事情，因为圣灵告诉我你们教会需要听到这些信息。
My notes don't concentrate on this.
他说我的那个笔记有一点散乱。
And yet I know it's true. You need a living relationship with him.
但是我知道的是你们需要跟神有一个活生生的真实的关系。
And it's dynamically more than words on a page.
所以呢是比写下来的字语是更活泼的。
So, back to 1 Corinthians 13, another one.
我们回到哥林多前书十三章。
It's one of my favorite scriptures for pointing to the growth in Christians.
我最喜欢的是讲基督徒的成长。
It's 2 Peter, first chapter, 4 through 11.
2 Peter, 彼得后书第一章。彼得后书第一章。第四到十一节。4 through 11.
2 Peter, first chapter, 4 through 11.
4 through 11. 彼得后书第一章四到十一节。
So his intention is that we become partakers in a divine nature. If you jump down
to
verse 5, it says, For this very reason,
第五节,正因这缘故,
make every effort to supplement to your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, godliness with brotherly affection with love.
所以这里写的是你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德行有了德行又要加上知识有了知识又要加上节制有了节制又要加上忍耐有了忍耐又要加上前进有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心
Tell me something How is that supposed to happen?
我们一起想想这怎么可能发生呢
It happens because of our relationships with each other
这发生了唯一的可能性，我们之间有真实的关系。
You could go further down. It says, therefore, whoever lacks these qualities is nearsighted, blind, having forgotten he was cleansed from former sins.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
Verse before that, he says, qualities are yours and increasing. They keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful.In verse 8.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲散，不结果子。
Similar to 1 Corinthians 13.
是跟哥林多前书十三章差不多。
The description of love in action is love in action with other. It's a direct inference. It's because of what happens between us.
所以这些爱的关系都是直接的，是我们之间发生的。
And the same in 1 Peter.
在彼得前书里面也是这样。
These practice, how do you practice virtue? It means that you people become aware that you're virtuous by your actions, by your relationship with somebody else.
所以我们这些德行是怎么彰显出来的呢？这些德行是在我们爱的关系当中彰显出来的。
So your communication should be consistent with your actions consistent with your communication.
所以我们的交流跟我们的行为，还有我们的行为跟我们的交流应该是一致的。
Because he built us, created us as social creatures.
因为神建立我们的时候，我们就是社会性的动物。
A special creation.
我们是一个 特别的创造。
As he says in John, what's my command to your disciples? That's what he essentially says. He says to love one another.
所以在约翰福音里面，他说交给你们一条新命令，就是要彼此相爱。
How do you do that?
你怎么做到呢？
We're not talking about a husband and wife. We're talking about a brother, sister, brother, brother. How do we do that?
这个讲的不是夫妻之间的相爱，而是说弟兄姐妹之间的相爱。
It's the manner in which we communicate to each other.
这是我们彼此交流时候的态度。
The older I've gotten, this may sound strange, but the older I've gotten, the more I express affection for brothers in Christ that I love.
说我年纪越大，我越是愿意表达我对
弟兄
的爱，直接的跟他们说。
I was with a brother yesterday. He's my former board member. He's bedridden.
他说我昨天去见我一个很好的一个弟兄，他现在在床上生病，起不来了。
And we linked hands at the beginning and prayed. He says, "Brother, you know that I love you."
他说在我们祷告的时候，他说兄弟啊，你知道我是爱你的。
And I immediately responded from the heart.Ron, I love you too.
他说，我马上就跟 Ron 说，我也爱你。
How often do you say that to another brother and sister?
你们有什么时候，有多少时候跟弟兄姐妹说我们爱你呢？我爱你们。
Not as a fake thing, but you mean it with your heart.
所以不是嘴上说说而已的，而是从心里发出来的。
You see, the end of 2 Peter 1, it goes from brotherly affection to love.We are intended, brethren, if you know Jesus Christ, to grow in our love expressed between us.
So, if we are in Christ, we must express our love between brothers.
Which requires communication.
Our expression is necessary to communicate.
You have to be clear.
You have to clearly
say. Now, it is true that in some cultures and places, Love is communicated in very subtle ways.
说有一些文化背景的时候，表达爱是用非常隐含、不容易看到的事情来表达的。
I'll give you a simple example.
我给你一个例子。
A rough person in the country, what looks to be rough.
说有一个从那个乡下来的一个人，看起来很壮。
A neighbor he loves, he will lend a tool gladly.
他表达他的爱的时候怎么表达？他就可以很愿意把他的工具借给他的邻居。
And do it with a smile.
然后给他的时候还有一个笑容。
Brother, I'd be glad to help you. Use my tool.
说用我的工具吧，我很愿意帮助你。
It's love expressed.
这是他来表达他的爱。
Because it's eyeball to eyeball.
因为是眼睛可以看。
To a neighbor he trusts.
给一个他能够相信的人。
Because the neighbor would treat his tool as that farmer treats his tool.
因为他的邻居会很爱护这个工具。
So it isn't necessarily a kind of a sweet syrupy love expression, but it can be.
他说不一定是用一些黏黏糊糊、甜的发腻的语言。
The issue is, if you speak to someone, are you clear to them?Not you, to them.
他说，但是有一点关键，你要记住的时候，当你跟别人讲的时候，别人能不能听得懂你是在表达你的爱？
As believers, the power of the love of Christ between brothers and sisters is what binds them together, so they will endure persecution. It's all over the New Testament.
所以在新约里面讲过，弟兄姐妹们之所以能够经历各种各样的试炼，是因为弟兄姐妹用爱彼此连接在一起。
That's our heritage.
这是我们继承下来的。
And it comes out of the richness of that direct communication with God.
所以呢，这样的爱是从丰丰富富与神交流才能够带的。
I have some practical suggestions.
我有一些比较直接的建议。
I'm only going to mention them because in the next session we'll talk about those if you want to.
我就简单的讲一讲，因为等一会儿我们第二堂的时候，我们可以仔细的聊。
Because if you like are like me, we are in the midst of communications around us from believers and unbelievers.
你如果像我一样的话，我们交流中间就有信主的人，还和没有信的人。
And miscommunication is often common.
所以呢，误会交流不清是常常发生的。
In some cases, it's flat out broken.
啊，有的时候这些交流根本就是都已经破碎。
There's no communication.
根本就没有交流。
If you're a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ, it's God's intention, at least on your part.
所以呢，你如果是在基督里的，那起码在你这边你要做出努力。
But you communicate in a godly way.
所以你讲话的时候。
So here are some practical suggestions.
所以要有属神的样子。现在是一些比较实际的建议。
If something happens in a conversation that is uncomfortable,
如果有一个交谈开始出现问题
，things are not going good.
明显的是那个表达的意思没有畅通。
Before you respond,
在你回应之前
，go to God about it, as you are right in the situation.
就在那个谈话当中，来跟神讲话。
Remember the Helper.
记得我们有帮助者，我们有圣灵。
Talk with him.
跟神马上讲。
Lord, what about this?
神，你要我讲什么？
This really bothers me.
这个事情实在是，实在讲得不通。
It only takes a second.
你只需要一秒钟。
It means that your heart is an open book before the Holy Spirit, and often He will check you, give you wisdom. Sometimes it's almost invisible, but it happens.
所以你在这个时候，你就要把心打开，让圣灵可以对你讲话。然后圣灵就会指教你，应该讲的事情，也会叫你说有些事情你不要说，而且这些事情有的时候，就是说你可能自己都没有意识到，但是圣灵已经告诉你。
Second thing，
第二件事情
，If you have thoughts and actions， thoughts and actions，
如果你有想法或者是你的行为
，like anger， malice， revenge， those kinds of things， gossip，
所以怒气、嚼舌头，
You have to deal with it.
你自己要对付这些事情。
If you're offended at somebody else and you have these things going on in your life, how can you possibly help the matter?
所以，如果你自己有这些问题，经常冒犯别人，你怎么可能有建立美好的交流？
Third one, take time.
第三个，花时间。
I don't care how hot a conversation is or how passionate.
他说有的时候有一些那个争论就变得非常非常的热烈非常激烈。
The scripture admonishes us、
啊、
to be slow in our response.
但是圣经里面跟我们说我们要慢下来。
And quicker to listen.
要慢慢的说快快的听。
Second, resist the temptation to immediately what we call shoot from the hip, immediately respond without taking that time.
说我们要很多时候不要有些事情马上就说出来，我们要慢下来。
Proverbs has dozens of scriptures that relate to this.
所以在箴言里面有很多的经文是教导这样的事情。
What characterizes a child?
所以小孩子的一个特点是什么呢？
They're impulsive. I don't like you.You'll whack your brother or sister.
他们很冲动，只要不高兴就一拳就打过去了。
I want my toy.
如果我要那个玩具，我一把就抢过来。
Right. I want my food now.
现在就要吃饭。
Impulsive.
冲动。
So we tend to be the same way.
我们有的时候也是这个样子。
When conversations get heated.
当争论开始激烈起来的时候。
Wait.Take time. And ask the Lord to help because you can't do it without His help.
叫神来帮助你，因为你不可能如果没有神的帮助的话。
When you hear conversations that are not right,
当你听到一个交谈谈话不好的时候
，pause.
停下来。
Just pause.
就停，暂停一下。
And before you complain, grumble, or gossip.Talk to the Lord about
it. 抱怨或者
Because if we don't do these things, you know what we do? We do the same thing.
啊，我们要先跟神讲。如果我们不跟神讲话，我们每次都做同样的事情。
Now, if you're in a situation where somebody is either offended or is giving offense,
所以你如果在一个情况之下，你要么是冒犯了别人，或者是被冒犯。
Now the Lord speaks about forgiveness.
神会讲原谅的事情。
You can forgive your son or your daughter when they make a mistake, but they're still accountable for their actions.
啊，你可以，比如说你的儿女犯了错误，你可以饶恕他们，但是他们还是要为他们。
You understand the difference, right?
我们要记住这个事情，就原谅跟代价是两件事情。
It's the same way with adults.
所以我们成年人也是这样。
If there is an offender, or somebody who is offended, pray for them. Pray. Remember that direct communication. That's what's intended. Pray for yourself that your heart be right.
让你的心能够合乎神的心。
The epistles and the gospel speak to this all the time.
所以在使徒的书信里面常常讲这些事情。
Jesus puts it in radical terms. He says, take the log out of your own eye before you try and take the speck out of your neighbor's.
他说，把你眼睛里面的梁木拿出来，再去讲别人身上的刺。
Which speaks directly to the fact that often we get offended really when something is kind of resident with us as well.
所以很多时候我们被冒犯的时候，是我们其实自己也有很多的问题。
It's a classic example in the scriptures.
在圣经里有一个例子。
Of all the situations, it's must have been embarrassing because Jesus spoke to it.
有一个事情可能是比较尴尬的，因为耶稣说起来。
In one gospel, it says a mother comes and says, "I want something of you, Jesus."
有一个妈妈来耶稣那里求事情。
In another gospel, it doesn't mention the mother, but it mentions James and John.
但是另外一本书里面直接讲的是雅各跟约翰。
And there's something about them wanting to sit at the right and left hand of the Father.
他们说如果他们
Or Jesus when he's in his kingdom.
对，说当耶稣有他的王国的时候，他们一个要坐在左边，一个坐在右边。
Special place.
非常特别的地方。
And the disciples find out about it.
别的门徒知道了。
And they get indignant. Indignant.
他们就非常的愤怒。
They get indignant because they want that place themselves.
因为他们也要那两个地方。
That's why they get indignant.
所以他们就特别不高兴。
And that's when Jesus takes a child and puts it in the midst of them and says, "If you don't become like one of these."
所以耶稣找了一个小孩子放在你中间，说如果你们不像那个小孩子一样的话。
In another place, he says, "If you don't become a servant of all, you can't be first."
如果你不是众人的仆人的话，你是不能够领先。
You want to be great, you be a servant.
你如果要伟大的话，你要做仆人。
You know, the Lord is very straight about things. We've got no wiggle room.
耶稣讲这些话是非常直接的，其实里面并没有什么可以商讨的地方。
He understands what we're made of, and that's why he wants the helper to help us with communication.
他知道我们本来的样子，所以他们要让圣灵来帮助我们。
If possible, if there is a break between brother, sister, or brother, brother.
如果有的时候关系破裂的话。
And you can't stop thinking about it.
你如果不能够停止想这件事情的话
，pray and try to close the gap。
要祷告，试着来弥合这样的关系。
It doesn't mean necessarily you will agree, but try to close the gap between the brother and the sister。
所以我们要记住一点，我们关系的修复不一定是说我们同意这件事情，但是关系的修复是很重要的。
You can have a passionate disagreement。
你们可以不同意。
But not to the point where it's hurtful and either one gets offended, you or the other person. And if it does happen, and it often does, then whichever of you is aware of the gap, pray and try to close it.
把那个裂痕弥补起来。
Even if there is a lasting disagreement about an issue,
就算是有一些事情还是不同意的话，关系还是要修复的。
Now there are occasions where the issue is so fundamental.
在有一些时候， 这些我们不同意的地方。
That it causes a break in fellowship.
是根本上重要的。
But it better be a fundamental.
所以如果你们有一个要就是说你们要分开的那个原因的话，最好是一个根本重要的基要证。
I'll give you one example.
我可以给你一个。
I have a relative.
我有一个亲戚。
Not a real close relative.
不是特别的亲戚。
He wanted to come visit me.
他要来拜访我。
And I knew from his relationship with his girlfriend that he intended to bring her and be with her in my home.
我知道。
Same room.
他要带他的。
Not married.
他带他还没有结婚的女朋友过来，他们会要在同一个房间里面。
I could have gotten offended. I could have been offended.
我本来是可以，可能会被冒犯。
And I was careful in my response.
所以我回应的时候非常小心。
I said, "You're welcome to come."
说我欢迎你来。
But,
但是
the young lady will not be with you.
但是你不能把女朋友带来。
She would be in another room, and some people would say in another house, whatever. Because in my home,
她可以
that would be sexual immorality. I can't do that.
或者是住在旅馆里。但是如果她你们在我家里这样做的话，这是
But I had to be clear.
我跟她讲得很清楚。
And not deliberately offended.
但是不是要冒犯。
To offend the other young man.
不是要冒犯这个年轻人。
And I don't know if he's offended or not. There's nothing I could do. But he never brought her.
他说我不知道他有没有冒犯，但他来的时候确实没有带他的女朋友。
So there are cases because I hold marriage in high esteem. There are certain things that I do not want to have happen.
因为我对
in my house.
因为我对神指定的婚姻是有很高的位置的，所以在我的家里面这样的事情是不能够发生。
So if there is a separation, even in some cases, it's hard to close the gap. But try to.
所以有的时候呢，这些关键的事情是比较难协调的，但是还是要尽力来尝试。
I've watched Faylene keep communication open with people who are close to her and yet don't want to have anything to do with Jesus Christ.
我可以看到费林跟他的一些亲戚们的交流，他让这些交流还是敞开着，虽然那些人不认识神，也不愿意认识神。
But I also know that when she has opportunity,
she speaks to them about him, 讲起神的事情
and encourages them,
并且鼓励他们
to know God,
来认识神
and prays for them.
经常为他们祷告。
Now they're not some strangers.
他们不是陌生人。
Sometimes they're daughters and sons.
有的时候是女儿和儿子。
The area of communication is huge.
所以交流是一个非常大的一个题目。
Because it's the manner by which we relate to each other.
因为交流是我们彼此关系建立的一个根本点。
It's part of our makeup. So if you need improvement in the area, you're just like me.
所以你们如果觉得这方面需要长进的话，那你是跟我一样。
If during my speaking, something comes to mind that's bothersome.
So, 如果我讲的里面有什么事情让你感到有些
with another brother or sister,
或者是跟其他的弟兄姐妹的话
consider that it might be the Holy Spirit, and go through some of these steps.
如果圣灵在我讲的时候触动你的心的话，你真的是要看这些的经文。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this time to be together, and thank you that you want to talk with us, walk with us. You want us to have a relationship with you. You want us to be able to have communication that's clear and bears the same attitudes and things that you expressed to the disciples, whom you love dearly, love to the end. We ask, Lord, that you help us.I pray for these folks that are, many of them are my friends for some years. If they need assistance in an area where there's a broken communication or a hurt or offense, I pray that they might have a better idea, perhaps, how to pray about it, what steps to take. I thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.